Leftovers. Paris Hilton says, that's hot, to cold foam, Chiquita goes bananas for plantain chips. Leftovers is our look at a few of the product ideas popping up everywhere. Some are intriguing, some sound amazing, and some are the kinds of ideas we would never dream of. We can't write about everything that we get pitched, so here are some leftovers pulled from our inboxes. Paris Hilton says, that's hot, to coffee creamers. International Delight is teaming with 2000s cultural icon Paris Hilton on a limited edition coffee creamer and cold foam line. The Danone-owned brand is launching three new offerings with the Hilton heiress inspired by her personal style and coffee order. The collection includes raspberry champagne and sweet and spicy creamers, plus a pink-colored cotton candy cold foam. Just like Paris Hilton, we are experts at taking ordinary moments to a new level, in a way that only International Delight can. Jennifer Mashuda, Senior Director of Creamers at Danone North America, said in a statement. By partnering with an icon to bring these limited edition creamers and cold foam creamer to life, we're taking cultural relevance to a whole new level. The line will be available nationwide beginning January 2026 until supplies run out. The creamer space has seen a renaissance as consumers customize their drinks to recreate the coffeehouse experience at home. Rising interest in dirty soda, which is typically made by combining creamers and soft drinks, is also driving demand for bold, unexpected flavors with colors that could pop on social media. The International Delight launch is largely aimed at Zillennials, a cohort that sits right in between Millennials and Gen Z. One-third of Zillennials are looking for new and unexpected flavor combinations, according to IFT data cited by Danone. International Delight has leaned on partnerships with celebrities and media franchises to spur growth. The brand previously had creamers tied to Netflix's Bridgerton, as well as 90s favorites, Friends, and Home Alone. Sarah Zimmerman, Chiquita goes bananas for plantain chips. Chiquita is leaving the produce section for the snack aisle with the launch of plantain chips. The banana giant is partnering with snacks sensational brands to introduce Chiquita plantain chips. The company's said hand-selected fruits will go from harvest to bag in just 24 hours, locking in exceptional freshness, crunch, and flavor. The chips will be available in five flavors: original, sweet, chili limon, garlic, and scoops with sea salt. Each variety is made with only 3 to 4 ingredients, positioning it as a clean label option among consumers who value simple, recognizable foods. Chiquita has always stood for quality and a premium food experience, Maria Janis, licensing manager at Chiquita Brands, said in a statement. This collaboration allows snacks sensational brands to present the Chiquita brand in a way that is fresh, fun, and true to our commitment to quality. The Chiquita plantain chips will be available at supermarket chains and online beginning in January, with each bag having a suggested retail price of $4.99. Crispy plantains have surged in popularity as snacking consumers look for healthier chip options beyond those made with potatoes or corn. Chiquita, which has been growing bananas for more than 150 years, will benefit from its brand name as it enters a plantain chip space dominated by Goya and Terra, along with dozens of other smaller brands. Christopher Dewaring, Guinness partners with World's Most Expensive Cookies on Holiday Collection. Guinness is collaborating with direct-to-consumer cookie brand Last Crumb on a high-end, beer-inspired collection. The gift box includes 6 cookies. Guinness-infused dough was used to make chocolate chip, sticky toffee pudding, and raspberry cocoa milkshake cookies. The remaining sweets, banana cream pie, peanut butter, and birthday cake, were crafted to pair with the stout, the companies said in the release. Last Crumb has made a name for itself with its gourmet ingredients, bold flavors, and hefty price tag. The holiday box retails for $120 and includes 2 Guinness-branded pint glasses in a collectible tin. The collaboration shipped its first batches on November 24 and December 2, with a final shipping date set for December 16. The best part of the holidays isn't what's on the table but who's around it, Carissa Downer, director at Guinness, said in a press release. Partnering with Last Crumb lets us turn that idea into something everyone can share: a pint, a cookie, and a holiday celebration that's full of flavor. The collaboration is part of Diageo-owned Guinness holiday rollout, which also includes a limited edition holiday can. Guinness is known for leaning into the sweets and desserts space for unique collaborations. Earlier this year, Guinness collaborated with another dessert company, ice cream brand Van Leeuwen. The popular beer also has made its way into everything from candy and cakes to macaroni and cheese and seafood. Laurel Deppin.